Orlando Democratic Senator Darren Soto wants to make the change for economic and environmental reasons. Soto says Floridians and the tourism industry will benefit from being outdoors.
There's no House Companion this year. I only filed it again because it's been very popular. It was the second most viewed bill on the Florida Senate website last year, but it wouldn't likely have any chance of passing this year, although next year it looks like I'll already have a House sponsor to help to potentially pass it.
Critics say the change could make traveling harder, especially for students waiting on a school bus in the dark. It will also knock Florida out of sync with the rest of the country. But retired police officer Craig Levine says he enjoys daylight saving.
I think it's wonderful to have the extra time in the evenings, especially people that are working, to get off work and still have a couple hours of daylight left to do what they want to do before the sun goes down.
Joining Hawaii and Arizona, the Sunshine State would be the third to opt out of springing forward and falling back. For WFSU News, I'm Vanity Duran.